Brings us to subset D. This is resolution 2019-41. This is street closure and lifting the open container. This is for the rumble at the Harley-Davidson Rally Point. Back to you, Mr. Cole.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On July 12th, we've been requested to block the street off from 6 a.m. in the morning to allow the AAU group to come in. They're going to build some scaffolding at stage side, wrestle on the stage at 4:30. They're going to have a barbecue for their participants, and at 5:30 to 6, they'll start wrestling on the stage until 8 to 9 p.m. That evening. We've been asked to close the street, and we have the rally or the Harley-Davidson Plaza reserved for them to do this.
Any questions from council?
Sir, what time for the open containers?
Yeah. Coach Mike, you want to come up here? And...
for the open containers, I guess I would ask, I'm not sure what is normal and not normal, but from like 4:30 until whatever it usually run to, 11, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, no, I just didn't know, about, yeah, what time, if it was too early or, I mean, I'm just not trying to have, I guess the only thing is that adding fuel to the fire. I am a wrestler from way back, and I just, it's people. And there's little kids, and there's just that's the only thing that I'm my only concern is if it opens too early or whatever. For the I'm more concerned about the parents, I guess, than anything, because I want to know, I guess, what time, I guess, so what for starting it. And I mean, I'm fine with it down there, but I just don't want to see it, I guess, too early starting, I guess.
And I'm okay with that. I mean, it could be 5 o'clock. An hour before the duel, 5:30. Face offs will probably be 5:45. Wrestling will start at 6.
It states from noon to 9 p.m.
Right.
Okay.
For the open container.
Yeah.
So what's your schedule like exactly, Mike? I think it's a little different than what's within the packet that we have.
Yeah, so from 4:30 is when we want to have the food down there, which we're going to have donated, so it's just going to be free. This being the first year that we're doing this and trying to make it, when we met with Mr. Ainsley, something to bring people in. We have high hopes for the future, but to get this off the ground in 2 week notice, we wanted to keep it small. So from 4:30, we got food coming in until basically the duel starts to feed roughly 400 to 500 people. And then we planned on setting up some cornhole beanbag toss games for people to basically play, drink, talk, whatever. And then at 5:30, have the wrestlers to the stage, 5:45 face-offs, wrestling from 6 till... with the 18 or so matches, probably till 8 o'clock, give or take whether we have some pins or not. And then I've talked to a DJ, somebody to run, Jacob West. He said he's worked with you guys before. He said he would come down and volunteer his time with his equipment and your equipment. He said he'd get hold of the chamber, and he would run that DJ equipment from 4:30 until... during teardown, if people want to continue to drink, talk, whatever, until I guess you guys would allow us, I would think, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock, and then I'm sure people will be clearing out.
In the packet, it does not have anything about insurance. You have the insurance taken care of.
Mr. Roth back there is on it. Yeah.
As presented, it is only for an open container, and so that would require people to purchase everything at either the Knuckle or the Oasis to be able to come over. And also, open container is only legal in the state of South Dakota for malt beverages and wine, not for hard liquor either. That would be the same for this event, if the council approves it. No, it would be required in an event cup.
I have a concern, just need some clarification. What is the age bracket of the participants?
So it being a dual, there will be there's six youth wrestlers, six middle school wrestlers, and six high school wrestlers, along with our special exhibition match at the end.
And so this is going to look a lot like a school event.
And that's why we want to surround it with as much that it's not just a duel, whether, you know, like I said, I have plans for other things, but with the barbecue, the bean bags, there was talk about a band. I was kind of worried about it because I didn't want the duel to end and a band have to try and tear down a stage real quick and put a band up there. And then if people didn't stick around for the band, I didn't want that to be on me. So I figured the DJ type situation, playing music. If people want to dance, they can dance and do whatever they want.
Any school equipment involved?
The staging, the graduation stage that we'll actually put the mats on. That'll be about it.
But the mats don't belong to the school.
The mat that we're planning on using, it's just a black mat. It doesn't have anything on it. And there's been recommendations that some other people want us to use their mat for sponsorship type things, but the mat that we have picked out is just a black mat.
The AAU club, I believe, owns that mat, correct?
The one I think that we're going to use is actually the middle school mat. Right. It's a Velcro one, yep. So we don't have to mess with mat tape and great. Things like that.
I'll just make a comment. If I was voting for this for myself, it'd be positive. Voting for the people of Sturgis, all little grandmas, parents, and everybody else. I'll have to weigh that here in the next 15, 20 seconds.
I feel that it's a really great thing for the wrestling community. I mean, it's a winter sport thing nobody really sees, and Sturgis is known for decades, I guess, for being a top dog in the wrestling community and whatnot. And it's just more and more for people to come. It's against, you know, sort of rivals from Gillette. And it's something that I believe that would be good if we can really get the ball rolling on this and get it going. I'm fine. I think 12 is a little bit early for open container.
Yeah.
When the food's starting, I think that's a perfect time or whatever. Then, I mean, people aren't sitting there drinking on an empty stomach and who knows what it turns out to be. But that, I guess that's the only thing I have for that. One other thing, just to add to, I mean, Wednesday night on Main, we have lots of kids down there too and everything too. It is a short period of time, about the same time frame, a little bit earlier. I mean, it's comparable to that, I would think, also.
I personally think it's a great event. The only concern, and I expressed that this morning, was this is kids, and I think when we mix alcohol with the kids, what kind of perception are we putting? You know, if there's a that's my concern with the alcohol involved in a kids type event. I don't feel it's proper. And I have some concerns with it. If this was an adult event or if there was something else, like I said, I think the event's great. I like what they're doing. I think it's going to be a good show. I just have concerns. Unfortunately, I have concerns anytime I've expressed this before with any open container. I don't have any stats to say that it's been an issue, so that's why I haven't made any issues. The only concern I have is just the kids. You know, what kind of perception are we putting to the kids when the kids as wrestlers are there and we got people drinking? That's my only concern. But unfortunately, I don't have any stats to back that. This is my side.
So, yeah. And our number one priority is the duel. The open container is a very small piece of that. When it was brought up, there was, like I said, this is a very short window that I tried to put all this together. My first thing was to, we wanted to do like a barbecue competition. We wanted to bring in barbecuers. Well, that's pretty hard to get together in the matter of 2 weeks from the last time we spoke. And so I had a lot of people saying, yes, we could do this. And I don't have the knowledge of putting together something like that. So trying to get that with, I wanted to have some brewery testing and I wanted to have a bike race. We initially talked about a Saturday. And when it had to get moved to a Friday, people worked during the day. So a lot of that stuff kind of flew out the window, and we just want to get it off the ground because, what we're doing with this outdoor duel, when it was shared on Facebook, it reached a lot of people from a long ways away and they want to come see it. And I know there's going to be copycats and things like that. So we wanted to get the duel off the ground and then expand from there. And I think the open container thing just kind of traveled with it, with the talk of a bike race and a brewery and a barbecue and bean bags and all these things to make it an event. So, I don't want that to give us a black eye if that's a concern. We just want the duel. So, it was something, like I said, that traveled along with it. If it's going to create an issue, it's not that big a deal to me. I just know if we could, I mean, if it is at all possible to shorten up the window as much as we can to where it's a 3-hour window so they can come out with a beverage and watch. And I get it. I'm totally on board, but, you know, the duel's our first priority.
Have there been similar events to this where the open container has been?
No, I think the most similar would be Music on Main, you know, where there's some kids' activities and there's a band playing.
One difference, though, between that, because they're not asking for anybody to be selling alcohol on, okay? So they have to go into the Oasis or our place to get a drink. So it's not like they can just step aside like Music on Main. You know, we've done a lot of open containers downtown, and I don't, Mustang Rally and Camaro rallies, and, you know, especially when you're not serving it on the street, I don't think it'd be as big a deal. You know, I think it's an awesome event for Sturgis. We keep growing and growing with them, and we have Camaro rallies and Mustang rallies and bull ridings and motorcycle rallies, and now we got wrestling, and we got ATVs and UTVs, and need something every week in this community. We do.
But I think, as what was said, the original intent was for this to hopefully be a 2-day sort of event in future years, and for there to be a lot of additional activities. Just given how quickly it was put together, it became kind of a Friday afternoon, but I think it'll still be hopefully a great event. But with that, it's you know, it's smaller, I think, than what the original idea is, but still it has the potential of drawing a lot of people downtown, which is, of course, the hope. I don't know if they're necessarily tied together. I mean, as was brought up, the most important thing is closing down Harley-Davidson Way so that you can have the wrestling match so you can see how it goes for a day or for one event, I think, as we saw with the soccer on the streets. And I know that's not the name this year. I forgot what it's called. But, you know, that was a tremendous success. And I know going there, you saw people that were getting Domino's pizzas and, you know, they were watching it and everything else. And there were people that spent the night in town. That's great. And so I think that's the top priority, is getting the street closed so that the activity can proceed, and having the bleachers there and the bounce houses and everything else. You know, it could be a nice addition to have the open container there. But at the same point, given that it is more youth activity, there is a perception that I think the council should weigh.
When this first got brought up with Mr. Ainsley, and we talked about a tournament, it would just be too long. You know, wrestling can get to be monotonous at an all-day event, and so the duel situation got brought up. And when I reached out to Gillette, they were all over it. I mean, just kind of, if you know about wrestling, how they took it. You know, I've had a lot of those guys contact me. They're actually having wrestle-offs for these spots. So they're taking this to another level above us. So, but for future, we've already reached out to Team South Dakota. And because he, you know, we want people to come to the community, stay the night, things like that. So Team South Dakota goes to junior duels in Oklahoma City here in a couple weeks, and we want to get it to whether it be next year, how fast we can grow this, where they actually come and we pay a team, whether it's Team Wyoming, Team Nebraska, Team Utah, whoever, to come in and duel, have a freestyle duel downtown the night, you know, on a Friday, Saturday, along with bikes, brews, you know, barbecues. So I've kind of got my hands, you know, in a lot of things with a lot of different people, but there was just no way to get it together in such a short amount of time. So we just, yeah, basically we just want to get it off the ground. I think it will be a tremendous event. I think a lot of people are going to try and copycat, but I don't think they have, you know, the setup that we do or, the connections that we do. So I think it could be an awesome deal, and, you know, and there will be between the barbecue, and having the bean bags and stuff down there, which we talked about doing, you know, a registration, something like that, where we can take a $10 registration fee for a bean bag tournament and give that to the people that are volunteering their times, like the guy that's cooking all the barbecue, the DJ that's doing it for free, things like that, pay some of these people. So there will be other adults around. I wouldn't say it's just a kid event, but the wrestling will, yeah, besides the one match, they'd all be under 18.
The wrestling on the stage portion?
So the stage is going to get extended by about 20 feet with like graduation stage, which, and then we have to lift that about 2.5 more inches to get it flush with the whole stage, and the mat will be up there. So people will be able to stand waist high at the mat with bleachers then behind them to watch the event. So it'll be able to be viewed from a decent amount of.
Well, that's where I was headed with my question. Is there a way that you could actually rope off an area that the little kids could be in that the parents with beers in their hand wouldn't be right up by them? They could watch close to the stage. The parents could be behind a little bit?
I'm sure it's something we could look into.
Does that make any sense to anybody?
The only thing I fear with just the little kids right by the stage is that if somebody does go off the stage and you have little kids catching them and not big kids.
Yeah, gotcha. Right.
If we end up with Nash Huntmaker here, which I reached out to him to get him, but yeah, that could be an issue. The Chamberlain heavyweight. Yeah, Gillette has a heavyweight that we don't have a matchup for, and so I said I could find him a matchup, and so we're hoping to get Nash in town. Yeah,
I might help you.
Yeah.
Three-time, four-time already.
He'll be a four-time. Yeah.
Any other questions or discussion from council about public input on this matter? Where are you guys going? You guys aren't off the hook yet.
Coach, is the based on your current setup, do you actually need all of Harley-Davidson Way from Main to Lazelle closed, or just Main to the alley?
I would say Main to the alley would be just fine. Okay. Would they still be able to access the bounce houses if they're in the senior parking lot? Oh, and that would be.
Yeah. Bounce houses.
Yep.
We need it all the way to Lazelle if we're going to have bounce houses there. Yeah.
Right. Well, the request actually is all the way from Harley-Davidson Way, all the way from Lazelle to Main Street. That could be the entire open container if that's what the council wants. Or. You could have a smaller area that's open container and not the entire area.
Making it difficult.
Your food is scheduled for 4:30.
Yep.
Ready? Okay. Okay. I would approve or consideration resolution 2019-41, street closure and lift of open container. And the hours for the open container, I would suggest, be from 4:30 to 9. That work? Okay.
We got a first by Terry, second by Ron.
Any last discussion? Yeah, 4:30 to 9 is the...
So is that something when, let's say this gets over at 8 o'clock, and the DJ is playing music, and he just makes an announcement that open container's over and you got to go inside now?
At 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I got a question here.
Yep.
So there's no other events that have been like this where they are outside during the summer.
You know, they do the night brawl down in Custer. It's a tournament on the football field. We're basing ours off of, it's called Beat the Streets. It's something that Team USA put together. They duel in the Madison Square Gardens this year, but they do it in Times Square in New York. They elevate a mat right there where the roads meet in Times Square. So that's what we're basing this off of. And then hoping to grow from there.
How about the second part of this question? How about, are there any other AAU events that there is alcohol present, or this be a first of this kind? And if you don't know, I understand, but I was curious.
I'm not real sure. I don't know if they, do they at the night brawl? Have you ever went down there?
I was down there last year, but I don't. And the thing is the night brawl, that's like
it's just little kids, and it's sanctioned where this won't be.
I mean, it's a national tournament that you sign up for and everything, and this, the club doesn't truly have their fingers tied into any of this, right?
No.
I'm sorry, you said this is not a sanctioned
event. No, it won't be sanctioned through those guys.
But yet having Open Container is allowable within the organization's bylaws or rules or anything like that? Is there anything...
With us not being sanctioned or being through the state, I don't... Okay. There's none.
Those don't apply?
No.
Any other discussion? We have a first and a second on the floor. None being heard. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed to no. I'm going to go no also. Motion passes 6-2.
I think this is an outstanding idea. I think this is an outstanding event. I can see other sports doing the same thing. I just don't think our aged community is quite ready for full tilt.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, with the future, even in next year, we'll have 365 days to plan this. We hope to have a lot more to go along with it.
Well, we appreciate your guys' efforts.
Thanks, Mike.